Yeah, because I think we're two physical teams, and you know, pride ourselves on being, you know, physical and knocking people around, you know, in this league. So I mean, it's kind of like our little twin brothers or something.
Do you remember much about week one?
No, not really. Not a whole lot. I remember I had a little concussion, so the whole game was a little fuzzy to me.
Well, you must be really looking forward then to getting out there and not obviously having that happen, getting to play the full game.
Well, yeah, if I can, yeah, go out there and have you know, have the same performance, less, you know, without the concussion, it'd be great for me.
Happy man.
With that running game, what's one thing on defense you guys have to do above everything else?
Well, really, we've been slacking, I think, as a defensive line up front. You know, we haven't been as physical as we were the last few games. You know, you look at this game and a couple other games, we just didn't control the line of scrimmage like we normally do. So this week's focus is definitely controlling the line of scrimmage and shutting down the run.
Is that because KVB has been out?
I'm not sure really what it is. It's just we didn't practice good last week. Yes, Wash, we didn't really play against the run well. So we just got to go out and focus this week and tomorrow definitely. At controlling the line of scrimmage and, you know, playing our game.
Albert, how important have guys like Wade and Jacob and stuff been for you guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they haven't, nothing lost, you know, not a step lost with them coming in the game. Yeah, we do miss Kyle, but, you know, they're stepping it up. But, you know, as far as the other three guys, me, Tony, and Javon, we just got to pick it up. We got to get back to, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage and just not, you know, letting, I guess, the linebackers clean it up and stuff. You know, we pride ourselves on being the most physical defensive line in NFL, and we need to play like it this week.
Do you think without guys like that and Eric King and guys stepping up and stepping in for guys that are injured, would you guys be 9-0 right now?
City and all?
If you guys didn't have those guys like Dave stepping up and stepping in,
I mean,
9-0 right now?
No, everybody knows that you need great backups. You know, you need guys that could start on other teams, and that's what we got here. And they came in, and there's no beats missed or at all. So, you know, that's just how you get the 9-0, because we got great backups, guys that can come in and play for anybody.
How about Gerard, challenges that he presents?
Well, I mean, he's always, it's like having, you know, two running backs back there. The guy can tuck the ball and run. I mean, you look at the first game, which we've been looking at the first game, and the way he's been playing, you know, he shrugged off Tony, and Tony, you know, is a strong guy. He can shrug off a lot of people. He's avoided a lot of sacks, but he's also taken some sacks. So we just got to wrap him up. We got to hit him a lot and hit him often and, you know, just get him uncomfortable back there.
They've had a lot of close games. A lot of their losses have been close. Does that make them way better than the record?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, it's still Jacksonville, either way you look at it. I mean, they're still a good team, or really a great team, and they're strong and tough. And, you know, the close losses, it just shows they're only one or two plays away from being, you know, with a nice winning record.